We understand that it's a little bit more complicated than you thought.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to review it later after I've had a chance to drive it for a while. I picked it up late Sunday night, and I haven't had much chance to even drive it, but I have driven a bit. And what's amazing about it, as you know, I'm pretty techy, and so I'm pretty good at adapting to new technology. But this is kind of like going from, I don't know, Mac to Windows, or maybe, I don't know, maybe Windows to MS-DOS. It's like learning a new operating system, and it is not trivial. Starting the car, even that, something as simple as starting the car or turning off the car, kind of requires an orientation. First of all, they give you a key card. There's no key. There's no fob that comes with it. They give you a card, looks like a credit card, and you apply that. Or the ideal situation is you use your app. Now, of course, if your phone battery is dead or you don't have your phone with you, then you got. Then, frankly, if your phone is dead, I don't even know how to open the front trunk. The only way I have yet figured out how to open the front trunk is with the app. And closing it, I had to go to the dealer to get them to show me how to close it because it wasn't obvious. It doesn't slam like a normal trunk. God, there's so many things. Turning on the dome lights, I had to kind of hunt around. Learning to trust or not trust the autopilot, which is the thing that kind of drives itself on the highway. You heard about that guy who was going 70 miles an hour and the CHP got a hold of him. He was on autopilot. I don't plan to drive a drunk, I promise, and I will stay a week. But learning how to use that and knowing when to trust it, because when you feel like you're weaving into the next lane, but then you check the mirrors and you're actually not. And then the auto park. Boy, is that crazy. I mean, sitting there with your hands off the wheel while the car backs itself into a parking space is just, and other cars have this feature too, is nerve-wracking. But my friends who know something about the Tesla tell me I can trust it. I'm not sure yet.
Okay, anxieties aside, is it just fun as all get out to drive?
Well, it is. Now, I'm not a super speed person. And by the way, I have the mid-range battery, which means I can only go 125 miles an hour. And I can only do 0 to 60 in 5.6. There are faster Teslas out there. I'm more than happy with the one that I have. It's still fast enough for me. But yeah, it's fun. It's a little bit more sporty. So my other car, the one that my wife is now using, is a Prius. And believe it or not, the Prius is a smoother ride. Even though it's a much smaller car, this is more like a sports car. So I'm getting used to feeling the road, which at first I didn't like, but now I'm starting to like it.